Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary, nice to meet you. I've definitely heard of Dasha AI in the voice AI space, known for creating really natural, human-like conversations. So I'm curious, what sets your platform apart from others? How do you make those conversations feel so real?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. So I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead
Tell
generation.
me more about what's been tricky for you with lead generation or growing revenue.
Sure thing. Well, one tricky part is reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, keeping conversations engaging enough to actually convert leads can be a challenge. Ah, and scaling that personalized touch without burning out the team, that's a big one. How does Dasha handle those nuances?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that forward-thinking question. If Dasha's service really blew me away in a year, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly with conversations that feel genuinely human and engaging. Revenue would be up, and my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, the AI would adapt smoothly to different customer moods and questions. Pretty impressive, right? What kind of support do you offer to help clients get there?
What do you mean by the AI adapting smoothly to different customer moods and questions? Why is that important to you?
Great question. What I mean is the AI's ability to pick up on subtle cues in how people speak, their tone, pace, even word choice, and adjust its responses accordingly. So if someone sounds hesitant, the AI might slow down and offer more reassurance. If they're excited, it can match that energy. That's important because it makes conversations feel more natural and less like a scripted robot, which helps build trust and keeps people engaged. It's like having a really skilled human on the line, but available 24/7. Does that kind of flexibility sound like something you prioritize?
Tell me more about how having that kind of flexibility would impact your lead generation efforts.
Ah, sure. Having that flexibility means conversations can flow naturally, which boosts the chances of turning a casual inquiry into a serious lead. It helps avoid those awkward moments where a script feels out of place or robotic, so prospects stay engaged longer. Plus, it allows the AI to handle a wider range of customer personalities and questions without needing constant human intervention. That kind of adaptability can really scale lead generation while keeping quality high. How do you support clients in customizing those conversational flows?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is juggling enough personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. Also, making sure leads don't slip through the cracks because of missed follow-ups or slow responses. And of course, keeping the quality of conversations high while scaling up outreach. That balance can be tricky. How does Dasha help tackle those specific pain points?
What are all the ways juggling personalized outreach, missed follow-ups, and scaling quality conversations are affecting the business right now?
Ah, great follow-up. Juggling personalized outreach can stretch the team thin, leading to slower response times and missed opportunities. Missed follow-ups mean potential leads might cool off or go to competitors, directly impacting revenue. And scaling quality conversations without the right tools can cause inconsistency, making the brand feel less trustworthy. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and increase costs. Does Dasha offer solutions that specifically address these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on how slower response times and missed opportunities have impacted your revenue or team morale?
Absolutely. Slower response times often mean leads lose interest or find alternatives, which directly lowers conversion rates and revenue. Missed opportunities
Wow.
can create gaps in the sales pipeline, making forecasting less reliable and causing uneven cash flow. Over time, this can stall growth and put extra pressure on marketing and sales teams to catch up. It's like leaving money on the table, right? How does Dasha's AI help speed up those responses and keep leads engaged?
Wow, it sounds like slower responses, missed leads, and uneven growth are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. now so I can get this set up. What time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, Mary. I'm actually just testing your service today to get a feel for how it works. But I have to say, your approach sounds promising for sure. If I want to explore further, I'll definitely reach out to your team. Thanks for the chat.